Bath County is all about water, crisscrossed by mountain streams and blessed with bubbling springs.
They've been a tourist attraction since colonial times, and I'm sure the Native Americans enjoyed them a long time before we arrived.
That's area resident Bill Jones, who says wealthy southern families have been coming here since 1759 to take the waters and avoid malaria, which was common in America's east coastal plain. Jones is a hydrologist, and he says even the water is historic, at least 65 years old.
The U.S. Geological Survey did some tests a few years ago, and they looked for tritium in the water, and basically there wasn't any. So that means the water is older than 1952, when we started doing above-ground hydrogen bomb tests.
Over the years, owners of the property repaired wooden bathhouses over the springs, and until recently, preservationist Phil Diemer says the bones of those buildings were strong. Now, however, the roofs are leaking.
So many of the shingles are missing. Water's now getting into places where it didn't get into before. So those bones I talked about before that were in pretty good shape are now starting to degrade.
Which is a shame, he adds, because inside the circular men's and women's bathhouses, you can literally immerse yourself in history.
One of the differences, though, with Monticello and Mount Vernon is you go and you stand behind the velvet rope and you look in. It's a museum of sorts. This is actually an actively used building, which is also historically significant. Bath County is where history bubbles up.
That's why the group he helped found, Preservation Bath, is asking the Omni Homestead Hotel, which now owns the pools, to protect them.
That would cost, the best estimate is, around $80,000 to $85,000. That's peanuts for the Omni.
Longer term, he'd like to see a major restoration, which could cost $2 million. The Omni Homestead's managing director, Brett Schoenfield, was not available to speak with us, but told WDBJ-TV that several projects at the current hotel, which was built over 100 years ago, require funding.
You know, it becomes a matter of priority of capital spend and making sure that all of the amenities and structures are viable to continue the ongoing enterprise.
In the meantime, Preservation Bath's Lee Elliott fears the structures at the Jefferson Pools could fall apart.
Every night there's a thunderstorm and a big wind. I'll wake up and I'll think, please let the pools be there in the morning. Let them be saved.
And Phil Diemer says his group would be happy to take this project off the homestead's hands. His not-for-profit might get grants to do the work needed, while the Omni is unlikely to attract outside contributions.
The pools over the last several years have had profits somewhere in the range of $250,000 to $300,000, according to the calculations we've seen.
At the Gristmill Inn, one of many area businesses which depend on tourism, owner John Loeffler says the pools are central to this region's economy.
While we were making a transfer from our savings account to our business account to cover payroll this winter, we met another business owner who was doing the same thing. She has a convenience store, market, gas station. And then the next week, we saw her again. And she was like, gosh, I didn't realize how much the pools affected my business.
And he adds, prospective guests will sometimes cancel reservations when they learn the Jefferson pools are closed. In Bath County, I'm Sandy Houseman.